"Would you boys mind telling us what you're talking about?" Deep No asked. But although he asked politely, both Roland and Eddie ignored him, too. Roland took a moment to cull his memory, then said, "You, me, Susanna, Jake, Margaret, Zelia, and Rosa." There were more, the Tavery twins and Ben Sleitman's boy, but seven fighters. "Yes, and the link I couldn't quite make was to the movie's director. When you're making a movie, you need a director to run things. He's the din." Roland nodded. "The din of the Magnificent Seven was a man named John Sturgis." Roland sat a moment longer, thinking. Then he said, "Ka." Eddie burst out laughing. He simply couldn't help it. Roland always had the answer. 11. In order to catch the pain, Roland said, you have to clamp down on the belt at the instant you feel it. Do you understand? The very instant. Pin it with your teeth.
Gotcha. Just make it quick.
I'll do the best I can. Roland dipped first the pliers and then the knife into the disinfectant. Eddie waited with the belt in his mouth, lying across his teeth. Yes, once you saw the basic pattern, you couldn't unsee it, could you? Roland was the hero of the piece, the grizzled old warrior who'd be played by some grizzled but vital star like Paul Newman or maybe Eastwood in the Hollywood version. He himself was the young buck played by the hot young boy star of the moment. Tom Cruise, Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, someone like that. And here's a set we all know, a cabin in the woods, and a situation we've seen many times before but still relish, pulling the bullet. All that was missing was the ominous sound of drums in the distance. And, Eddie realized, probably the drums were missing because they'd already been through the ominous drums part of the story, the God drums. They had turned out to be an amplified version of a ZZ Top song being broadcast through street corner speakers in the City of Blood. Their situation was becoming ever harder to deny. They were characters in someone's story. This whole world.
I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that I was raised in Brooklyn simply because of some writer's mistake, something that will eventually be fixed in the second draft. Hey, Pear, I'm with you. I refuse to believe I'm a character. This is my fucking life. Go on, Roland, he said. Get that thing out of me.
The gunslinger poured some of the disinfectant from the bowl over Eddie's shin, then used the tip of the knife to flick the clot out of the wound. With that done, he lowered the pliers. Be ready to bite the pain, Eddie, he murmured. And a moment later, Eddie did. 12. Roland knew what he was doing, had done it before. And the bullet hadn't gone deep. The whole thing was over in 90 seconds, but it was the longest minute and a half in Eddie's life. At last, Roland tapped the pliers on one of Eddie's closed hands. When Eddie managed to unroll his fingers, the gunslinger dropped a flattened slug into it. Souvenir, he said. Stopped right on the bone. That was the scraping that you heard. Eddie looked at the mashed piece of lead, then flicked it across the linoleum floor like a marble.
Don't want it, he said,
and wiped his brow. Tower, ever the collector, picked up the cast-off slug. Deep No, meanwhile, was examining the tooth marks in his belt with silent fascination.
Cal, Eddie said, getting up on his elbows, you had a book in your case.
I want those books back, Tower said immediately.
You better be taking care of them, young man.
I'm sure they're in great condition, Eddie said, telling himself once more to bite his tongue if he had to.
Or grab Aaron's belt and bite that again if your tongue won't do.
They better be, young man. Now they're all I have left.
Yes, along with the 40 or so in your various safe deposit boxes, Aaron Deepno said, completely ignoring the vile look his friend shot him.
The signed Ulysses is probably the best, but there are several gorgeous Shakespeare folios, a complete set of signed Faulkners.
Aaron, would you please be quiet? And a Huckleberry Finn that you could turn into a Mercedes-Benz sedan any day of the week.
Deepno finished.